The latest annual report from the Natural Resources Defense Council shows 16% of water samples from Wisconsin beaches exceeded a federal bacteria level. Much of the problem was in the Milwaukee area, but beaches in Sheboygan, Kenosha, Manitowoc, Kewaunee, and Douglas counties also violated the standards at least 25% of the time. Cheryl Nen of Friends of Milwaukee's Rivers says the standard needs to be updated and should include more than looking for E. coli bacteria.
Better indicators would probably be looking at viruses, looking at things like crypto and giardia that would be more indicative of something that would cause people human health problems. You know, because a day at the beach shouldn't mean a night in the bathroom or worse, a night in the hospital.
Environmental groups have sued the EPA for failing to meet a deadline for updating the standard. The EPA says it's committed to using the best science to meet beach monitoring goals. Meanwhile, environmentalists say there needs to be more spending on curbing sewage overflows, reducing stormwater runoff, and curbing litter at the beaches. Sierra Club member Rosemary Wainis says there should be more pilot projects to reduce stormwater.
With one of the outfalls and running it through some sort of a treatment or bio treatment, that's going to take money.
Wainis says Congress needs to pass two bills that would help restore the Great Lakes. A national group that represents publicly owned wastewater treatment plants says there are many contributors to beach pollution. The group says it supports more complete water quality monitoring and a proposed National Clean Water Trust Fund. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.